Oh man, God is good all the time. All the time. What a blessing and a privilege it is that we have to always be invited into His presence. We can come, we can get clean, we can press in, we can dive in, we can swim around, and we can have a blessed time in His presence and get refreshed. It's vitally important we never take that for granted. It's something that'll never get old. And if it starts getting old, you got a problem. You need to search out. You need to get before the Lord and figure out what it is, because something's got to go. Amen. There should always be a desire to come in this room and worship. That should always be a desire that you have. Not, oh my gosh, we got to go to the war room again. Oh my goodness, we got to go to church again. There should be a desire to come in this place and give God all you have. Because He is day in and day out giving you everything He has. Let's go to Proverbs 20, verse 9. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from sin? Very simple question. Who can say that? One who fears the Lord. One who fears the Lord and puts the Lord before them in everything they do is one who can say, I have made my heart clean and I am pure from my sin. With everything going on in the world these days, everything that's going on in the government, in the spiritual realm, in our households, our family members, just the craziness all around us, one of the main things the enemy is trying to do is stop people from living in the fear of the Lord. Once you begin to compromise the fear of the Lord, everything else is compromised. The fear of the Lord is, we know a lot of things. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. The fear of the Lord is what protects us, keeps us safe from our stupid way of thinking. Amen. Go to Proverbs 24, verse 3 through 6. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. In this we know that lack of maintaining the fear of the Lord will cause you to drift from your identity. The fear of the Lord is what causes us to stay clean and undefiled with the desire to please Him. So we all learn here, we know here that maintaining the fear of the Lord is what protects us, it's what keeps us safe. It is what keeps us from those decisions that we make that are upsetting to the Lord. Amen. And I want to lay down a foundation of what it looks like to not only get into a place where you fear the Lord, but maintain a place of fearing the Lord. Amen. So there are many signs of the drift. And that is one of the biggest things that the enemy is trying to do, is cause people to drift from maintaining the fear of the Lord, which will cause a loss of identity. So in this, some of the signs to pay attention to. Weariness and discouragement. Loss of desire to warfare. Your routine becomes ritual or something you have to do instead of wanting to do it. Desiring the things of the world more than the things of the kingdom. And then, of course, losing the fear of the Lord. Where you begin to compromise in your decision making. You begin to compromise in the things that you once stood strong against, and now you're starting to let them in little by little. Something vitally important in that, though, is for by wise counsel, you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. Another fruit of loss of the fear of the Lord is not listening to the spiritual authority that God's put in your life. Because in the multitude of counselors, people who have walked this thing out for a long time, there is wisdom. And sometimes you're going to hear what you don't want to hear, but it's best that you do what you don't want to hear. Because if you do what you want to do, you're going to fall on your face. So Psalms 119, 114 through 120. It says, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word that I may live. And do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. So in this, we are digging deep for more oil. We've constantly got to be in a place of digging for more of him, more of him, more of him. No oil, no identity. No identity, no souls get rescued. No rescued souls, we are on our way back to our past. If we're not constantly digging deep for him, we begin to drift from the fear of the Lord, which will cause us to fall into judgment. So we know that the fear of the Lord is the fire. God's presence is the oil that sustains the fire. Amen. So if we're not constantly digging for more of him, we're not constantly pursuing more of him, we're not constantly seeking his face in everything that we do, we're going to have no ignition for the fire. When we're doing all these things, when we're pressing into him, when we're seeking his presence, when we're seeking his word, when we're looking for revelation, when we're looking for nuggets and walking in the Spirit, the fear of the Lord maintains our thoughts. It will cause you to make righteous decisions. It will cause you to do the right thing. When you're pressing into God, God is pressing into you. When he's pressing into you, you're aware of what you're doing that's going to be displeasing to him, which causes you to make righteous decisions. Psalm 119, verse 1 through 11. And there are so many scriptures in here that, I mean, they verify this, they confirm this. They let us know the more we press into him, the more we seek him, the more we're filled with him, the more he protects us, the more he shields us, the more he guides us, the more he blesses us, the more he does for us. Amen? And it's not just about, you know, what can we get? Your heart's got to be pure and wanting to please him and wanting to do this in a willing heart that pleases him. Amen? 119 verses 1 through 11. Gosh, I'm still not there. Hallelujah. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed. When I look into all your commandments, I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. So it sounds really simple. We do this, this happens. It's very, very simple. The fear of the Lord brings divine protection, which is only activated when we are surrendered and submissive to the Holy Spirit. We have a free will to choose, but when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, our choices always align with maintaining the fear of the Lord. So if you're struggling, you're falling into sin, you're making decisions that you shouldn't be making, you need to get back to the roots of the beginning. And seeking him out, seeking his face, getting filled with his spirit, and reigniting the fire that the enemy is trying to steal. Think of it as taking a shower. You know, everybody wants to feel clean. Everybody wants to have that feeling of being clean. The enemy wants to keep us in a place of feeling dirty and condemned and ashamed. And then once you get into that position, he likes to just keep it going and going and going. And throw fiery darts at you, telling you how much you've screwed up, how you can never come back, how it's never going to get worked out, and it's a lie from the pit. So today, if you are in that place of falling into loss of the fear of the Lord and making decisions that are not of him, turn it around. Turn it around. Today is the day to turn it around. Amen? Repent and turn. There is nothing that the Lord cannot bring you back from. Isaiah 55, verse 6. So many times, man, we make this stuff so stinking difficult, and it's as simple as can be. If you read this stuff and you do what it says, it's a miracle. Awesome stuff happens. It's just our stinking selves get in the way and prevent us from doing the stuff that we read in here and we're commanded to do, which gets us into trouble, which causes us to fall and have problems all the time. And you may be halfway in, halfway out, and things are going pretty good sometimes, and they're not going good most of the time. It's time to jump all the way into him. Amen? The devil owns the fence. We know that it's only a matter of time before you have both feet out. And there's an opportunity that you may not have to come back. There's so many people out there that are dying, that are suffering. I know there's plenty of them. I know there's a guy in prison right now that used to be on fire for the Lord. I mean, set apart beyond measure, in here dancing, speaking in tongues, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. He's in prison right now. Why is that? Lack of maintaining the fear of the Lord. Falling off of God's presence and allowing the enemy to cause a drift. And the enemy is running rampant with this stuff. And it starts with little things. It could start with eating something you know you shouldn't be eating. It could start with saying something you know you shouldn't be saying, or agreeing with something you know you shouldn't be agreeing with. And it starts small. It's not always like you go out and you drink a whole bottle of alcohol. It starts with something little. Disobedient to your house manager. Not listening to counsel that you get. Making decisions without seeking counsel. Buying something you shouldn't be buying. Little open doors give room to the enemy to cause that slow drift to where you get to a place where you don't even know how you got there. So it's vitally important in these times right now. Get before the Lord, search yourself out, repent, turn, and dive into his presence. Force yourself to dive into his presence. And there were so many times coming through the program, man, it was phenomenal. Like there was a group of guys for a long time where we just loved the Lord with everything we had. We didn't want to be in there watching movies. We'd come over here on Saturday nights and we'd have like a 2-hour river on our own. And I'm telling you, the things that we saw and the things that we tasted and got to see of the Lord were mind-blowing. I can remember being laid out on my back on the floor back there close to where that freezer is. And we had a song on called, it was Kim Walker Smith, and it was called How He Loves Us. And I'm telling you, it was the first time that I had felt God's love the way that I did that night, and it almost blew my heart up. And I could feel it in my chest. There was such a pressure. It was the cleanest, best feeling in the world, but it was also the most painful thing in the world, to where I was like, there's no way we could take everything that he has for us. And I just started crying my eyes out. And I was like, man, he really loves us. He does. He really, really, really loves us. But it takes digging deep, pressing into him when you don't feel like it, going into your prayer closet and avoiding conflicts and nonsense and watching movies 24/7. There's got to be a time where you set yourself apart and dive deep. It can't just be when you come to this war room. It can't just be when you come to service. God wants your heart. He wants your spirit and soul on your own time. You've got one goal being here, and that's to find him. And that's to get to know him more so he can tell you who you are. Amen? And you're not going to find him in movies. It's the bottom line. And I'm not saying be religious and you can never watch a movie again. That's not what I'm saying. But there's times when you can be having some very intimate, blessed, and highly favored times alone with your dad, getting to know who you are and who he is in you and what he's got in store for you. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55. Test them. Press in. Go hide away and speak in tongues for 30 minutes. Do that consistently and see what he shows you. Man, I'm telling you, I used to see stuff riding down the road. I used to wonder how I didn't get in car accidents, man. I'd be riding down the road on my way to work in the morning, praying in tongues, listening to worship music. and somebody would pull up next to me listening to some crazy rap music or something like that, and I would just, in the spirit, I would see an angel of the Lord with a huge sword over top of my vehicle. And it was just like blocking that evil penetration from coming in my vehicle. And I was like, holy snap. That's some crazy stuff. But I mean, there's stuff like that constantly, man. He wants to make it real to you. He wants to make himself known to you. But you got to dig deep. You got to show him that you're willing to dig deep. You're willing to sacrifice. You're willing to give up your time. You're willing to get to know him. And he'll show you some great and mighty things. Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 7, and it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." So we see here that there is a time that he may be found, and there's a time that he won't be found. So don't take for granted the time you have to find him. There's always opportunity to come back. There's always opportunity to repent. But there's also a chance that you might not make it back. So don't take for granted the time that we have to spend with him. So let's do some simple math. Anybody in here like math? I love math, man. Math never lies. Math never lies. So here's the deal. The more we are filled with God's presence, the more we maintain the fear of the Lord, which causes us to make righteous decisions. Amen? The more righteous decisions we make, the more favor and blessing we have. When you please God and protect his anointing, he always floods us with more peace, joy, righteousness, his spirit, and more blessings. When you come with a pure heart and clean hands, he will show up and show out every time. Isaiah 55, verse 1 through 5. Hallelujah. It says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters." Let me go back. If you look at the title of this, it says, "An Invitation to an Abundant Life" is the title of that chapter. It says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?" Let's just stop there for a minute. When I read that, I see that as time. Why do you spend your time on stuff that is not beneficial to the spirit? Just something that really smacked me in the face. And it says, "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David, indeed I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you." How many of you want God to glorify you? I know I do. You'd have to be crazy to not want God to glorify you. How do we get God to glorify us? By seeking his face, digging deep for his spirit, and maintaining the fear of the Lord. Psalms 19, verse 1 through 11. I mean, this is all stuff that we've heard, all stuff that we know. Just a simple reminder of what we're called to. Amen. We're called to more. We're called to bring God's glory here on earth to those that are in need of rescue. I think a lot of times we lose sight of that. You know, you get caught up in your own life. You get caught up in your own circumstances, and you forget that you got rescued from death. You got rescued from a life of misery and hell on earth. Amen. You got rescued from prison. You got rescued from being killed. You've gotten rescued from so much stuff, and we lose sight of it. We get complacent, and we start to get prideful and arrogant, start focusing on ourselves again and what we're dealing with and what we're going through, and we forget about the next person who's out there still in misery. And those are the people we need to constantly be thinking of when we go to our prayer closet, when we go to worship. We're not just here for us. We're here for them as well. Amen. If you're not doing your part, there's kids in Colombia that are being smuggled day in and day out, used for sex trafficking. There's people out there bound by addiction that are going to overdose and die because they've got no way of escape made for them, because we're not doing the stuff that we're supposed to do, because we're caught up in how we feel in our circumstances. So lighten up. Life is good, man. Life is blessed. God is with us. He's brought us to this place for a reason. You've gotten set free, free from addiction, free from the bondages of this world. You've come to know who the Holy Spirit is, who you are in God, your identity in Him. Maintain it, man. Maintain it. Walk in the fear of the Lord so that somebody else can. There's so many people out there hurting. I work with so many people. They seem great on the inside or on the outside, but on the inside, they're dying. And it's, you know, I can only imagine it's nice to see a light around from time to time, but there's so many people that are in way worse positions than they are. And that's what we need to be mindful of. We've been called to be third dimensional warriors, destroying demonic influence for these individuals out there sick and suffering. So we can't be selfish. 19, Psalms 19, verse 1 through 11, and we'll close here. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from His heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward." Hallelujah. So you know there's that scripture that we hear all the time, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Just keep that in mind. Amen. Keep this scripture in mind. This is a Holy Ghost layout for how to dive deep, maintain the fear of the Lord, and watch and see what He does in your life. And watch and see how many people He uses you to rescue other individuals. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We love You and bless You, Father. We thank You for Your word. We ask that it would grow and bear fruit for Your glory, Lord. We ask for Your forgiveness right now for anything that we have agreed with, Lord, that has allowed any contamination or any block of Your spirit, Lord, anything that has caused us to drift from the fear of the Lord and from our true identity in You. We just receive the washing of Your blood, Father. We thank You so much for the chances You give us, and I ask that You cause each and every one of us here to seek You diligently while You may be found, so that time does not run out for us, Lord. So we thank You that You are here for us. We thank You that You warn us. We thank You that You have given us a chance. We give You all glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.